Blog Talk Radio.
You mean to tell me I've been talking for 5 whole minutes? Thank God for my daughter calling and saying she can. You know, none of you all can hear me. I've been talking ever since 7 o'clock on the dot. But I welcome you again to Blog Talk Radio. I tell you the truth, I am just going to just give God glory. I'm not even going to entertain any other spirit but give God glory. But I've been talking since 7 o'clock and about to bring on the woman's pray. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for having a backup. That's why we're supposed to cover each other in glory, in prayer, as well as we see error, then we are supposed to be able to come humbly and glory. I look out for the other one, too. I bless God for her. And somebody calling, praise the Lord. But in the meantime, even though I was on time, you didn't hear me, nevertheless, we want to welcome you again to Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord for this gospel explosion revival and how God has been moving miraculously all week long to every vessel from night day one on the 6th all the way through to coming up tonight and even tomorrow. I'm believing God for greater works yet to be done. It's been an explosion. Praise the Lord. We bless God for each vessel that have humbled themselves and opened themselves and allowed God to download, glory to God, and have them to pour back out into us what God has given them. And God bless. It was no flesh on parade. It was nothing but word, glory to God, that helped us even in these end times and the times, glory to God, whether it's been for some encouragement, enlightenment, some correction, for glory to God, for God to bless and just give us revelation and encourage us in, glory to God, the things that he wants us to do in the days to come or years to come. We just bless God for he just used these women and the man of God, the bishop, praise God, in such a fantastic way that only we can do is be in awe. Praise the Lord. So I thank God for them, and we thank God, glory to God, for anyone that missed any of the episodes. So I've been on just about all night, I mean every night, and other ones were periodically because we know you have other ministries and some were sharing the word and bringing some people on. But if you miss any nights and you desire to go back and listen to any of the episodes, it's blogtalkradio.com/divineconnection. So that's blogtalkradio.com/, and we spell divine for the ministry, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. Praise the Lord. So that way you can be able to listen to the episode probably about an hour after we finish at the any ministry. Then usually the system will let you be able to hear that message about an hour or so afterwards. But we bless God again. We thank God for each night, how God has blessed and moved. Even from the first night of the revival, we had none other than Prophet B.J. Hubbard with Position Yourself for Humility. And the Gospel Explosion revival theme is position yourself. Whatever position you need to be in, glory to God, praise the Lord. The women of God brought some things out, glory to God, that help us to recognize when we thought we was in position or we were in position and we need to tighten up or we need to, whatever the case may be, and so many other things God might be speaking to you, but you'll find yourself in the word in each night, praise the Lord. So on this here is in Charlotte with Sincere Women on the Move for Christ, which is just not here. The headquarters is in Columbia. But anyway, Tuesday was Apostle Mary Burton at New Hope Deliverance Ministry out of Columbia, South Carolina. Her night was Position Yourself to Pursue and to Recover. Praise the Lord. Mother Willette was just even talking about how powerful that message was even today. Listen to it again. Wednesday was Bishop Lester Page, Word of Truth Outreach Ministry in Charlotte, North Carolina. And his message was on position yourself. Don't panic. Let go and let God. Definitely need to go back and hear these messages. Thursday was Prophetess Lillian Bird, out of Faith Community Church in Malden, South Carolina. And the word was get back, position yourself to get back, get in position with God. Friday was Prophetess Michelle Benjamin, Temple of Yeshua, Columbia, South Carolina, and her, the word that God gave her, position yourself to position yourself to be still and to yield to the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, you need to go back and listen. And tonight, none other than Pastor Betty Pugh, Warriors of Truth Ministry, out of Columbia, South Carolina. Oh, I almost said what every night each minister, as God gives them the topic that I gave them, their minister, about to slip again. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. She will share that topic with you, what God has given her as she ministered the word of God. And we thank God, glory to God, for Sunday night. Our seventh day of the revival will be Pastor Dr. Doris Dorsey in his presence ministry out of Columbia, South Carolina as well. Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord, and we're looking forward to God to move in a miraculous way. We thank God again. I have to repeat myself and think about I just was on for 5 minutes and y'all didn't hear me. But in the meantime, I thank God again for the minister tonight, that God bless out of the reservoir of her spirit, that whatever God has already downloaded in her to pour back the bread of life into our lives. Man, the Lord said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. We believe in glory to God that the anointing is going to continue to flow, that fire, fire, fire. And that fire, I pray that it burns out everything that's not like God, that attached itself to us. But in the meantime, just like I think about that burning bush before Moses, that glory to God, that will continue to burn, that have us to have that desire for more of him, and glory to God, less of us. And so that the Spirit of the Lord can have free reign and the anointing can flow, that people will know that we're his disciples by the love we have one for another, walking in obedience and being in the image of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. Time has gone on since we had to go back over again for 5 minutes where y'all didn't hear. So we're going to prepare ourselves now for the scripture reading. And right after that, you're going to hear none other than Pastor Dorsey is going to do our scripture. I mean, she's going to do the prayer tonight. So as soon as I finish with the scripture reading, your next voice you're going to hear is Pastor Dorsey reading praying. And then we'll get ready for introduction and a song, a soloist. And after the soloist, you will hear none other than Pastor Betty. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 3:20-21. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And 21, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and forever. Amen. Thus said the reading of the scripture, govern ourselves accordingly. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. At this time, you're going to hear Pastor Dorsey in prayer.
Pastor Hubbard, I'm on.
Go ahead, pray.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you tonight, Father God. Lord, to give you honor, glory, and praise on tonight, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. Father God, we thank you for all that has transpired this week, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for your word that has went forth, Father God, the word that has enlightened your people, O God, the word that has encouraged your people, O God, the word that has given us strength, O God, by the mighty vessels, Lord God, that you have used. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are God Almighty. We thank you for everything that you have done, O God. We thank you for everything that you're going to do, God. We thank you for the things, Lord God, that we don't have no knowledge of, Father God, but we know that you are a faithful God. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for everybody that's on the line tonight, oh God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you use Pastor Pugh, Lord God, tonight. Father God, that you give her a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit, Father God, that your word may penetrate our hearts, oh God. Father God, that we may hear what thus says the Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that have come on, Father God, who saw it not robbery, oh God, to come and take a feast in the word on tonight, Father God, and every night, oh God. Father God, we ask you to bless them in a mighty way, oh God. For Father God, you're saying in your word, Lord God, that when praises goes up, that blessings come down. And Father God, we have come on this line, oh God, just to bless your holy name tonight, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, just to strengthen our minds and our body and our spirit, oh God. Father God, that as we continue on this journey, oh God, that Father God, that we'll go in the path that you have set for us, oh God. Father God, we give you honor, glory, and praise. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for Pastor Hubbard, Lord God, and all that she has done, Lord God, that is, we know that it's pleasing unto you. And night after night, Lord God, all the warriors that come on the line, Father God, praying and interceding on behalf of others, oh God. Father God, we thank you. We thank you how you're going to move tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that you are so merciful. We thank you, Father God, that you are so loving, so kind, oh God. God, we just thank you. We just glorify your holy name. Now bless, Lord God. Bless in a mighty way, oh God. In Jesus' holy name, I pray and ask it all. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. We're going to have a little treat tonight. We're going to have none other than Minister Lolita Pugh introduce her mother tonight. We're going to bless her, praise God, to come forth and introduce her mother in her own way. And after that, we're going to open the line for none other than Sister Cassandra to minister in music and solo, and then from that point on, you will hear the voice of the speaker breaking the bread of life tonight, Pastor Betty Pugh, in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, Sister Lolita, the lines are open.
Praise the Lord, men and women of God. I am introducing Pastor Betty Marie Pugh. Betty Marie Pugh is from Columbia, South Carolina. She is a mighty and sincere servant of the Most High God. Pastor Pugh was ordained as Pastor of Warriors of Truth Ministries in October of 2014, where she serves passionately and wholeheartedly in ministry. Pastor Betty has two children, me being the eldest. My mother has always instilled in my brother and I to reverence and fear the Lord. Proverbs 31, 26 and 28 notes, she opens her mouth with wisdom and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Her children call her blessed. I would like to introduce to some and present to others my mother, Pastor Betty Marie Pugh.
Praise the Lord. Bless God. That's my error. I didn't know it was going to be so short to open the line for Cassandra. Just a minute. Just give me a minute to roll back to her number. Praise the Lord. At this time, Sister Cassandra, the line is open.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Minister,
you all are, can you hear me?
Yes.
And praise the Lord. It is my prayer that as we worship God this afternoon, or this evening rather, that we usher his presence in at this time. So just join me in worship. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he is wonderful. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is wonderful. All praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord our God. He is wonderful. All praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord our God. He is wonderful. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He is wonderful. All praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord our God. He is wonderful. All praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord our God. He is wonderful. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Bless the Lord. We're getting ready to pull Pastor Betty's number up in just a minute. She did use a different line tonight, so I have to pull that number up. Oh, gosh, let me hear what she said. Okay, wait a minute. We are not seeing that number. Oh, you're going to have to call me back and give me the last four because it's not coming up on the screen. Can you hear me, Pastor? Every night the enemy got to try to pull something, but he's a liar. Bless God. Pastor, if you can't hear me, let me see if Cassandra, let me pull Pooh's number up. I tell you, the enemy is full of it tonight. We wasn't prepared that it was a different number. Sister Lolita.
Yes, I got it.
She's on her cell phone. She's calling on her cell phone.
Okay.
I'm on Lolita's phone. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to stay on Lolita. Look, you got my number on Lolita.
It's echoing somebody's phone right now. If you want me to use the other number, just give me the last four digits.
I'm good right here. I'm good right here. All righty, here we go.
Okay.
Are you ready? Good. Praise the Lord, y'all. Praise the Lord. I switched phones with our Minister BJ tonight, and she didn't have this number. I give honor to God. I give honor to each of you. I thank you for being online today. I'm going to go into prayer. The minister prayed beautifully, so I'm just going to ask God to have his way with me. I rebuke and bind everything in the midst that's not of him. Father God, I bring myself subject to your spirit. I pray that you just have your way with me, in me, and through me. Let me say nothing that you would not have me to say or even express anything that you wouldn't have me to express at this time, Father God. I pray for those that are online that you give them ears to hear what the Spirit of Yahweh is saying unto this body of people at this particular time. I bless your name and I honor you, Lord God, and I give you all the honor and the glory In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. Tonight, my subject is positioning yourself for overflow and increase. When I received this subject, you know, when we hear overflow and increase, the first thing that comes to mind is finances. We think about our bank account being increased. We think about raises on our job. We think about increasing our finances if we're not working. We think about having more than enough. Some of us thinking about becoming millionaires, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't want to be a millionaire. I want to be a multimillionaire. That's my heart's desire. And even if I do not become a multimillionaire, I know God, the God that I serve, El Shaddai, and have me living like I'm a millionaire. So I give God the glory because he's my father, and I'm his child, and my father is a king. So as I go on in this, there are things that we think about when we're thinking about overflow and increase. We think about houses and cars and just having stuff. But the subject is positioning yourself for increase. So I looked up the word position, and on last night, Prophetess Benjamin gave out some of the same definitions that I have. It is being in a location. You're located in a place. It is where somebody can place you. Location, position. And also, you know what, our attitude, our way we walk, the way we talk can dictate position. You've seen someone walking with their head hanging down, shoulder slump, and if you talk to them, they won't look you in your eye. That's a position that they're in, and that position radiates who you think they are. It's the way that you perceive them. You see somebody that won't make eye contact, you said, oh, my goodness, they're shy. Or either they hold their head down when you're talking to them. You say, oh, they have a low self-esteem. You just don't know. But the position that they're in, it causes you to relate to them that way as to what you see. Also, if you see somebody walking and they're walking straight with their head up in the air and their shoulders back and their back straight, you can say they're prideful, or you can say they got a lot of confidence. They're sure of themselves, or they're trusting the Lord Jesus. Because you know, for us, saints of God, when we are walking with the Lord and we know what we know and we know him, we have a stride about us. As the kids say now, we have a swag about us, the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we stand, the way we present ourselves. And when we talk to people and we talk about the goodness of God, we look at him directly. That's our position in him. And without even saying sometimes, they can say, are you a minister? Are you saved? What church do you go to? It's because of the position that we take. And in that position, the overflow. Now, we're not going to deal with the overflow and the increase right now, but the position itself. Also, I got a bunch of notes, y'all, because when the Lord started doing, I just write. So I got a bunch of notes here. So as I began to meditate on the subject that was given to me, I kept repeating over and over, position, 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 position. So I began to pray about position and say, well, Lord, what would you have me to say? And in the meantime, while I was waiting for him to answer me, Philippians 4:9 came up, and it reads like this, that our God will supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And I was taught as a child, Matthew 6:11, that give us this day our daily bread. And in Matthew 5:45, it reads that he makes the sun shine. Lord, please give me some water. He makes the sun to shine on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust. So I thought about that when that scripture came up. You know, even God is a just God. And when it says it rains on the just and the unjust, God does not withhold from his creation this day our daily bread. When we need rain, when we don't need rain, because you got a lot of people that's not about God, but they get rain and they get sunshine. They even receive what they call blessings. We say blessings, they say they lucky. And also Psalms 145:9 says, I'm going to slow down in a minute, y'all, but I get a little hype. Psalms 145:9 says, the Lord is good to all. God is good to all. His compassions rest on all he has made. The King James read it this way. His tender mercies are over all of his works. That's his creation. Then I was reminded of Romans 8:14. And Romans 8:14 says, those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So just that scripture right there places us that believe in him in a whole different position. So that changes even the way that we are blessed. That changes even the way that he deals with us, and he deals with those that are not, the unjust. So that's a position right there within itself, because we are sons of God. But we are now his sons because we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. John 1:12 says, but as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. And that power is the Holy Spirit to become the sons of God. Now that power, the Holy Spirit, puts us in another position. Because as last night it was broke down as what the Holy Ghost is, what the Holy Spirit is, he's our comforter, he's our teacher, he's our confidant. He's whatever we need him to be, because he's the spirit of the great I am. And God is I am. He told Moses, if they ask you who sent you, tell them that I am. And God is I am, that I am. Whatever I am needs to be, that's who he is. And that puts us in a different position, because now we have leeway to the God Almighty. El Shaddai, the Almighty, the all-sufficient one, the God of more than enough. So now, being that we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we are kingdom citizens. That's another position, because our Father is a king. So now we need to be about kingdom business. We are here on this earth, bless you, Jesus, hallelujah. We are here on this earth, but our home is in heaven. We have a kingdom that our king presides in. Jesus is Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings. We are part of that family. We've been adopted into that family. So now we carry ourselves differently. Our positions is different. So now with this part, with this, we need to be about our Father's business. And our Father's business says that, is this what I have, this Galatians 3:6 says, for in Christ we are all sons of God through faith. We are gone. We have gone now from just being his creation to being kingdom citizen. I just said that. Through our faith. And the word of God said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, when it comes to faith, it builds on faith, because it's impossible to please God without faith. And he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Without faith, it can take us from, as the word says, from glory to glory. And faith, just in itself, it positions us and reposition us and reposition us. Last night, Prophetess Benjamin said, that position was an action word, and it is definitely an action word. We can go from even us being saved, we can go from being saved and active in the Lord and moving and being in position, going from one place to another place in the Lord, or just standing still. Because, you know, God does not force himself on anybody. It's there if you want it. It's a free spirit. It's there if you want it. It's there if you want it. And our position in him depends upon how much we want to be in position with him, or what we desire from him. I met a lady, I know a lady, she had been sick for a while. Well, she had a stroke, I'll put it that way. And the stroke left her where she couldn't walk. Now, she had therapy. She went from the hospital to the rehab, wasn't satisfied at rehab. Went from rehab to home. When she got home and she was going back to rehab for therapy, she wasn't satisfied with that. So they sent the therapist to her house. She wasn't satisfied with that. When I say satisfied, she wasn't cooperative with that. So now this lady decided, I'm going to focus on the Lord Jesus, because I know God can rise me up. God can rise her up, but the word of God says faith without works is dead. So now we believe in God, have a position and a part that we play in this. So I'm saying about her is that she thinks God's just going to come and pick her up out of that chair, and he can do it. He told the man at the pool, take up your bed and walk. He can do it. But he asked him if he wanted to be here first, and you want to get up. So there's a part that we play, if it's being obedient to the word of God or acting on the word of God, which puts us in position to receive our blessings. All right, let's go on now. Let me see where I'm at now. So much. Overflow. Overflow means to run over, to fill beyond capacity, and to spread beyond its limits. Proverbs 3:9-10 says, honor the Lord with your substance and first fruit of all your increase. Your barns will be filled with plenty, and your wine barrels will overflow. They will burst with new wine. Bless you, Jesus. Let's see. Bear with me. Here we go. All right. It gives the Father good pleasure to bless us. Minister B.J. read one of my scriptures. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. There's a power that works within us, but we have to activate it. And when we activate that power, that's another position. that power that worketh in us is the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is there, and it's more than it's there for more than just speaking in tongues and to say I'm saved and have the gift of the Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues, we pray in the Spirit, and as we pray in the Spirit, the Lord downloads. We're speaking spirit to spirit, and that takes us to another level. That's a different position there, because in our praying in the Spirit, we come one-on-one with our Father. There are things that he downloads in us, because remember, our God is a supernatural God. So there are things that take place on the inside of us we don't even know about or how it's done. Only thing we know that he puts his super on our natural. And when we seek him with our whole heart and we go before him in fasting and prayer, I'm jumping around now, in fasting and prayer, and he begins to download. It's like the woman, I'll give you this one. It's like the woman that Elisha went to, that God sent him to. And her husband had died, and she had two sons, and they wanted to take her sons because she could not pay what she owed from her husband being dead. So when the man of God came, and she was telling him about it, he said, well, what do you have in your house? Praise God. She said, all I have is a little oil. He said, well, take you and your sons, go and borrow all the empty vessels that you can and bring them back. And he said, when you come back with them, close the door. He gave her two things to do. Go, first of all, he asked her, what do you have in your house? Go and borrow vessels, you and your son. And when you get all you can get, come back and close the door. She was obedient to the man of God. She went and got the oil. She came back, and they began to pour. And long as they had a vessel to put that oil in, that oil was flowing. And when the vessels were all filled, the oil stopped flowing. Now let's look at ourselves as an empty vessel. When we go before God, he pours his all inside of us. We're his word. When we go, his spirit, whatever he has for us, he gives it to us. And as long as we go back before him as empty vessels, he pours into us. He pours into us. When we seek his face, he pours to us. He pours to us. When we go to our private closet, he pours in us. When we just pray, he pours in us. When we praise him just to praise him, he pours into us. When we read his word and meditate on it, he pours into us. And what happens when we come out of our closet, when we go out and we meet people or we start to minister, it starts to overflow from us. It comes out of us. Because the word of God says the Holy Ghost brings all things back to remembrance. But we got to put it in for it to come out. So I'm going to ask y'all tonight, what you got in your house?
All right.
What you got in your house? If you say, well, I really don't know, you got a closet. You can go to your closet and pray. You got a bathroom. My daughter does praise and worship every morning in her shower. I hear praise and worship every morning. So wherever we can come before the Father, wherever we can express our love to him, that's what we have in our house. And when from our house, he pours into us. We can close the door, him and us. Now, also Luke 6:38, it says, give and it should be given to you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, running over shall men given to your bosom. Here, we're getting instructions to give and it should be given. Then it tells you how it's going to be given. And it said men should give into your bosom, running over, because nobody can beat God's giving. In Malachi 3:10, the Lord says, test me in this. Bring the whole tithe to the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and see if I don't open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing that you won't have room to receive. That's overflow. That is overflow. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's the key right there for positioning. For overflow and increase. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's kingdom.
Yes.
That's kingdom. Hebrews 1:11-6 says, But without faith it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Yes.
It is impossible to please him without faith. So we have faith when we come to him. When we come to him, we must believe that he is God. And all this takes faith. And when we come to him, when we seek him, and that's all we're doing, he is rewarded to those who diligently seek him. And diligent means to run after, to pursue. And not just that time, but continuously. It's a consistent thing. And he rewards us. How does he reward us? He rewards us with spiritual revelation. He reward us with spiritual insight. He reward us with greater prophecies. Bless God. He reward us with good health. He reward us with our children and family members coming in to be saved, those that aren't saved. He reward us where everybody else's water bill going up at yours. There's so many ways that God can reward us for the increase. And as he rewards us, hopefully that's more increase in our pocket because we don't have to pay those bills. I praise God for who he is in our life, because there are things that God can do that we have yet to imagine. He does abundantly beyond and above anything that we can imagine, the scripture says. I'm telling you, I live here in this house with my daughter. God is an awesome God. In our group, in my ministry, I think it's probably about, let me see, maybe about 15 of us. We're a very small ministry because we're new. We don't even have a building yet. But God is so good and great and might in the midst of us. During this time of this pandemic, I think only one was on furlough. The others worked at home. I think I may have been the only one going out to work. And the one that was on furlough didn't have to scratch their head about unemployment, because God blessed twice in that area for them. During this time, we're praying, Lord Jesus, 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come by us. Lord God, you are covering, you are protecting. We believe you, Lord, to keep us, because your words say so. And you know what? He has kept us. There has been no need. There has been no lack whatsoever. Everybody's been in good health. Everything is going on just as it was before the pandemic, because we trust the Lord, because we believe the Lord, because we walk upright before him. Now, don't misunderstand. The word of God says there's only one perfect, and God knows that we are made of clay. And in these frail bodies, we're going to sin. We're going to fall short, because the word of God says that life in a man is, this flesh is like a blade of glass or a flower. You know, if we go stand out in the sun too long, we're going to burn. It's especially here in Columbia, South Carolina, where it's famously hot. And we're in that famously hot weather right now. I got in my car, and I got a little button to shift for my radio. And when I touched it, I burnt my hand. It was so hot. And when I was leaving my son's house today. So this flesh is real frail. It burns. It'll fall apart. And the word of God said there's no good thing in this flesh. God knows that. But as we strive towards him, as we seek his kingdom, and seek means to go after, as we seek his kingdom, he said he would hold no good thing from us, because we're about his business. He told us a long time ago, if we take care of his business, he'll take care of ours. So with us being who we are in him, and we call ourselves kingdom citizens, because we're about the Lord's business, and we seek him concerning his business. And this is another thing that brings about a position in God and open up his doors for blessings. We're going to talk about Gideon. Gideon was in a wine press hiding from the Midianites, because the Midianites had the Israelites in bondage again. Now, remember this. The Israelites is God's chosen people. So are we now, since Jesus. So they was in bondage in Egypt. Now the Midianites had them in bondage. When the angel of the Lord came to Gideon, and he called him a mighty warrior. A mighty warrior. And the mighty warrior was hiding while he was stressing his weak, because the Midianites was taking it all from them. And he was telling them that's what God said, that God was going to use him. And Gideon would say, well, where God at now with all these things going on? So the angel had to prove, God had to prove some things to Gideon. But this is what I want to tell you about Gideon. After he believed God, he was obedient to God. God told him to go tear down them idol poles that the Israelites had put up. He did it. God said, you know what? You're going to deliver Israel. So I think in the beginning he had like 35,000 men, I believe it was. God said, too many. Those that are afraid, send them home. They went back home. He looked, he said, it's still too many. Now, you got to remember, the Midianite army, they said they looked like locusts, since there were so many. I mean, there were so many camels, they couldn't count them. So this was a huge army, and I read somewhere that to every one of Gilead men, it was four there. So when he saw what was left, he said, still 2 minutes. So God said, take him down to the water, divide them into groups, and watch him drink. Some of them got down on their hands and knees and put their heads in the water. The other ones cupped the water in their hands and brought it to their mouth and left it like a dog. God said, that 300, keep them. The other ones go. The word of God said we got to watch as well as pray. These men are getting ready to go into war. Now, this is a message for us. We got to be prepared at all times. We got to stay on our post because the Bible says that our adversary, the devil, is walking and roaming around to see who he can devour. So that means we got to stay watchful. We got to stay on our P's and Q's because the word of God said we fight not against flesh and blood, principalities, wickedness, and high places.
Yes.
So the position that the men were in when they were putting their hands to their mouth is a position of combat ready. I'm going to see what's happening. I'm going to be on my post. So God is watching our position. Now, even as we go through our everyday life, he's seen how we position ourselves for him. He's seen how we position ourselves to fight the enemy. He's seen how we position ourselves to draw others to him. He's seen how we position ourselves when we get down on our knees and pray. He's seen how we position ourselves when we come before him. He's seen how we position ourselves when we cry out, because that's what happened with the Israelites this time. God said, I hear the cries again. I see them being afflicted. And again, the Father turned to deliver. Okay? We're going to talk about, I wish I could hear y'all. Praise God. We're going to talk about Martha and Mary. Martha and Mary was two sisters. And God, Jesus was coming to visit them. And when Jesus got to the house, Martha was busy. Martha was cleaning and cooking and everything. And Mary took a seat at Jesus' feet. And Martha became annoyed with her busy self. She said, look at her sitting there. Just going to let her sit there? And Jesus said to Martha, in Luke, the 10th chapter, the 39th, the 40th, and the 42nd verse, he said, Martha, you're busy about a lot of things. He said, but Mary has chosen the good part. He said, and what she's chosen, nobody can take it away from her. Are we sitting at the feet of Jesus, or are we busy?
My Lord.
I'm busy a whole lot of times. I have to call me back sometimes. Sometimes it's late. I try to go to bed early, but when I stay up late and I know I got to go in prayer, it seems like I'm rushing through the prayer, that I have to go back and not only repent, but ask God to forgive me from coming before him in a rush state. Because when, as they were saying last night, when you get down on your knees, seems like everything comes to mind. But you know what? We have to silence those other voices. We have to take time out, just like Mary did, and sit at Jesus' feet. And when you sit at the feet of the Lord, you're being poured into. That's a position. That's another position. And he said that nobody could take that away from her. No man can snatch us out of God's hand. What God put in us, no man can take it away. He said, when he closed the door closed. When he opened the door, no man can close it. So at God's feet is a position. And that's what Mary did. Mary did the good thing. He said that was a good thing that Mary did. It was a good part because she sat at his feet. And when we sat at his feet, we learn of him. Bless you, Jesus. Bless your Lord God. I want to talk about Elijah and Elijah now. We know the story of Elijah. He was running from Jezebel. So God was sending him out. He went ahead to anoint two for king and then Elisha the prophet. When he came upon Elisha was in the field plowing. They said he had 12 oxen. Isn't that something? 12 oxen out there plowing. Elijah took his mantle and put it on Elisha. And he walked away. Elisha ran behind him. He said, let me go say goodbye to my mom and dad first. So he went back to kiss his mom and dad. He killed the oxen and everything that he was plowing with, burning up, and gave it to the people. And the word says that he ran behind Elijah and ministered to him, meaning that he saw to him. Wherever Elijah went, that's where Elijah went. Even when Elijah got rid of, when Elijah tried to get rid of him, he said no. But Elijah finally asked him, what do you want? He said, I want a double portion of your anointing. He said, well, okay, if you see me when I'm taken up, then you can have it. Every time after that, wherever Elijah went, Elijah was there. That was his position. Oh, glory. His position was with the man of God. Listen to every word that proceeded from the man of God's mouth. Do you know we were talking about the prophets yesterday, and Pastor Burton said that where's the prophet for the nation? We need to hear the prophet for the nation. Is God giving somebody a word? Are they bold enough to prophesy to the nation? We need a prophet for the nations. We need to hear from God. And today's time is so many real ones and so many phony ones because you know they're gifts without repentance. But when we got a real woman, a man of God, we need to listen and listen because that's God's mouthpiece. And we need to be obedient to that word. We don't need to just receive the word and say, yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We need to act upon that word. We need to be like Elijah. We need to follow that man of God. He was following in that word because he wanted that double portion of that anointing. Even when the man of God tried to get rid of Elijah, he said no. He stayed right there with him. When others told him, God's going to take your master, so he told him to hush. And wherever he went, he was there. And he saw him when he was taken up. And you know what? The mantle fell, and he picked it up, and he walked with it. And when he got to the water, he said, where is the God that Elijah served that parted the water for him?
Yes.
Glory. When we believe the man of God, woman of God, and we follow God's word, God moves for us. That was another position for Elijah. Just think about this, y'all. Seems like when we come to the things of God, it's hard, but it's easy. When he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge me and I'll direct your path. You say, yes, Lord, I trust you. I trust you with all my heart. And as soon as we get to a crossword, we go like eeny, meeny, miny, mo. We forget, well, I could do this or I could do that. But the Lord say, if you trust him, go to him and he'll direct your path. But you know what? That's almost second nature. We get like Martha. When someone else is walking the way that they ought to walk and things, we get frustrated. We get frustrated sometimes. Well, Lord, why? Instead of just settling down and coming before him. That's why he's there. He told us one time in prophecy that he gave us the Holy Spirit and he told us to use it. And you know what? We do. I can't find my keys. Holy Ghost, where my keys at? Holy Spirit, bring this to mind. And you know what? In little or no time, they're right. And it's almost like they're right before my eyes all the time, and I just didn't see them. I've been driving, and I'm in the far left lane, and I need to get over in the right lane, and there's three lanes. I said, Father, I need to get over. Holy Ghost, make a way. And after a while, opening come, I said, I got to go all the way over, and I get all the way over. That's my God. And I praise him for just those small things, because, you know, he said, we be faithful over little things. He'll make us rulers over many. The increase. But we got to be positioned. We got to be positioned. There's somebody else I want to speak about, too. Let me see if I can find him. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless your name and we honor you. We give you all the glory and all the honor. Hallelujah. And we bless your holy name for your word and for Jesus himself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord God. The Lord is good to all of us. He's very good to all of us, the saved and the unsaved. Do you know there's the sinner man, there's the black backslider, and there's us. And all three of those hold a position. The word of God says he's married to the backslider. But the backslider is still not in the place where we are because he has to go back and do his first work over again. And people say that once saved, always saved. Is it? So in us positioning ourselves to receive overflow and increase, we need to start at the foot of Jesus. We need to start seeking his face. We need to start seeking his kingdom and his righteousness. We need to be transformed in our minds by the renewing of his. Our minds need to be renewed by through his word. The word of God said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So our minds have to be renewed because we have to start thinking position. We have to start thinking overflow. And you know what? When we position ourselves in the word and we do the things that God would have us to do, when we walk in righteousness, those other things, they're just like fringe benefits. They come along because we are kingdom kids and because we are to be an example to the world. When we walk around looking like bums and we telling somebody about God and he's the king and Jesus is the king and our savior, and they look at us, they're like, what? Because, you know, a long, long time ago, people used to think you had to look downtrodden so they could think you was humble. But our God is a king. So we really should have. There's nothing wrong with mourning. We shouldn't just not let those things have us, but wait for God to bless us with those things. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I have an ending here. I'm just about done, y'all. Here we are, right here. It says, whatever we focus upon grows within, whatever we focus upon grows within us, and whatever grows within us, we become. There's an old saying that you are what you eat. So whatever we focus on, if we focus upon the word of God, if we focus upon the things of God, Jesus said, as he is, so are we to be in this earth. If we truly focus on those things, we'll become as he was. He said greater things that we should do when he goes to the Father. It's more of us than it is of him. And now we got the Holy Spirit. The signs, the wonders, the miracles, the healing, the word of God, the prophecy, spiritual insight, all those things, we're supposed to be doing them. We're supposed to be, well, that's part of the increase. That's part of our privilege as be the king's kids. The overflow of the Spirit, the double anointing, speaking blessings to other people's lives, calling those things that are not as they ought to be. All this is a part of the increase, and as we position in our God and we walk in those things, he position us in those things. But we have to be in a place to be positioned. Where is your place in God? Are you in a place to be positioned? Are you just in a place where I'm just glad I'm saved? You know, you got a lot of saints, they're just glad to be in the number. I'm going to heaven when I die. Hallelujah. And that's it. But that's not the purpose of God saving us. Jesus came to turn the heart of man back to God. So now here we are to do the very same thing. It is God's desire that nobody perish, but the word of God says heaven, hell enlarges herself daily. And you know what's happening now in the world? Salvation and the things of God is a bad word. Nobody wants to be saved and live according to the will of God. Well, I shouldn't say nobody, but the world doesn't want to be saved and live to the will of God, because now they're calling darkness light. And they're saying that we are haters because we go against same-sex marriages. We're against abortions. That's their right. They can do what they want to do with their body. It might be their right, but it's not God's right. And we're supposed to hate the things that God hates and love the things that he loves. They can call us what we want, but that's what the word of God says, because we're kingdom citizens and we follow the rules of our kingdom, which was already written by our king in the name of Jesus. So every time we quote Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all our heart, every time we are obedient to his will, whether we understand it or not, every time we take him at his word, trusting and believing, whether we can see it or not, every time we believe him for the things that are out of our reach or beyond our control, every time we surrender our will to him, every time we seek him and meditate, every time we humble ourselves before him, every time we fast and pray, every time we cry out before God, every time we pray in the spirit, every time we do praise and worship just because, every time we come to him because of who he is, we are positioning ourselves for overflow and increase. Mm-hmm. The word of God says in Psalms 84:11, when we walk upright before the Lord, he will withhold no good thing from us. I give God the glory for this word. I praise his name, and I thank you for your attention. Amen.
Amen.
I'm done, Pastor.
Glory be unto the Most High God. Oh, that is so powerful what you just said, even in your ending. Every time when we position ourselves, then we position ourselves for the overflow. But I bless the Lord, you brought forth out of the word and so forth. I just about how we for the overflow, but in a place that we need to be in the Lord. I mean, Pastor, I don't even know where to begin. It's so much that God has blessed and tied in the word, praise God. And I am so full, I don't even know what to say. But I don't supposed to be saying anything right now. I'm supposed to be asking, is there anybody that needs prayer? Praise the Lord. Let me back up, because I done got excited and so forth. I don't want to put nothing out of order. We want to make sure through the prayers tonight, if anybody's needing prayer in whatever capacity, even if the word found you out or if there's something, glory to God, specific that's on your heart, praise the Lord. We'll take remarks afterwards. But right now it's imperative that we focus on what God may be saying to us or dealing with us in whatever area in our lives. So this word been rich tonight. I don't want to do any remarks right now. We want to open all the lines, and all of them I think now are open. That's anybody that desiring prayer. This is the time now that you may make that request and for the pastor to pray. And we do have some apostles and prophets on the line too as well. So at this time, the floor is open for anybody desiring prayer. So just go ahead now and speak. Glory to God.
I would like to for you to pray for. I have a sister in Christ that one of her daughters died about 3 months ago, and another daughter died yesterday. Mm. And I would like for you to pray for her, her and her family. And also I would like for you to pray for my family, sisters and brothers, to be more united, unity, in the name of Jesus.
Mm. My Lord, praise God.
Praise God.
Are we going to take all the prayer requests at once? Is there another prayer request? Because we're writing that down to make sure we don't miss anybody. Is anyone else before she pray?
Yes, ma'am. Pastor, I'm asking prayer for my daughter-in-law who was diagnosed with COVID-19. She has two teenage children, but they tested negative. But she is in comfort quarantine. We ask for prayer for her, and I also ask for prayer for all of my siblings and all of those that concern me, Lord, and the ministers of the gospel everywhere, the leaders of this country. I would ask prayer for them. Thank you.
Bless God.
I'm asking prayer for Mother Freeman, a good friend of mine, Mother. She's 94 years old, and she went to the hospital, and we're praying that God will bring her out.
Praise God.
Yes. Amen.
Remember, that's the mother that used to come on the line, praise God, some time back, periodically. Bless the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all the
praise
prayer requests?
God.
We're going to go ahead and take the have pastor to pray. Remember the first sister. You already wrote those things down, right?
I wrote them down.
So I'll let you take each one of those and pray then.
Okay. Glory
then
to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, as we come around your throne, Lord God. You said that we can cast our cares upon you because you care for us. You said that we are to come boldly before the throne of grace. And right now, Father, I come before you with these prayer requests. The first one is for the sister in Christ. You said the daughter died. One daughter died about 3 months ago, and another daughter died yesterday.
I think it's a great thing to wear a mask, the president said.
Today.
What was he speaking at?
If someone on the line need to close their line, we hear your conversation. Please mute your phone. This is a serious time for prayer. I certainly appreciate it.
Bless
continue,
you,
Pastor.
God. Hallelujah. 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 Let the anointing flow, Father. You know that the anointing destroys all the yokes, Lord God. We are coming before you right now. But this sister in Christ, had one daughter died 3 months ago, and another daughter died yesterday. And the sister is asking for prayer for her family, for the mother and her family that lost her daughter. At times like this, Father God, we just pray your perfect and direct will in their life, Lord God. We pray for peace. We pray for a spirit to console them, Lord God, because we don't know why these things happen like they do. We don't know why one daughter's gone and then another daughter gone 3 months after. But we know that if they died in you, they are living again. So, Father God, I pray that they know you. If they don't know you, I pray that they come to know you, Father God. I pray that the mother finds solace in you, Lord God. I pray that the family come together as one, Lord God, and seek your face out, because you'll give them a peace that passes all understanding. Nobody else may not understand. How can you be this way and you losing your daughter because she knows you, Lord God? So right now I pray that peace upon her and the family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for the other family, the lady wanted unity in her family. Glory, hallelujah. We know, Lord God, that you honor family. You told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply. Children up unto
you,
God, and it creates a family, Lord God. So we pray for the unity in you, Lord, in this family, Lord God. We pray that they come together in you, because you're the answer to all our situations. You're the answer to all our problems. Say, Jesus is the answer, and you are the answer. So, Lord God, I pray that they come together in you. Brothers and sisters shouldn't be fighting. I know in the last days that they say these things should be, but if there's one safe person in the house, and there is, the lady that's requesting this prayer, she can bring them together in unity through her prayers. Regardless of what it looks like, what it sounds like, if she continue to pray and seek her faith, your faith, you would do it for her, because you said you would not hold any good thing from us when we walk upright before you, Lord God. And we have to trust your word, for greater are you in her than anything in this world. And whatever the situation is that's keeping this family from coming together, bring it to an open chain, Lord God. Bring it out, Lord God, because the devil don't care. If he can separate families, because, you know, a house divided can't stand. So, Lord God, right now I pray peace and togetherness for this family. And, Lord God, I pray for the daughter-in-law that was diagnosed with COVID. Man does not have a cure, but you do. She does not have to go to the hospital. She does not have to go on a breathing machine. And her babies does not have to pick it up, Lord God. We pray a blood covering over her children. We pray a blood covering over the house, because the enemy cannot penetrate the blood. And we know sickness is not of you, so it's from the enemy. You may have allowed it to be, but it does not have to be detrimental to her. So, Lord God, right now I thank you for her healing. I thank you for the covering over her children and her family, Lord God. And I pray for all the siblings there. I pray for the ministers that's out here on the battlefield. I'm talking about your true ministers, Lord God, those that are carrying the banner, Lord God, those that are carrying their cross, Father God. And I pray for leaders of this country. You said that you hold the king's heart in your hand, Father God. I pray that you send someone to them that they are here, Lord God. And we know that you're still in control and everything is in your hand. And that we know that your ways are not like our ways. We know that from the Bible. When the kings were evil and they were doing evil things, but you always had a ram in the bush. There was always somebody to come with deliverance. And in the midst of all of this that's going on, there's deliverance. And we thank you for it, Father God. But we do pray for our leaders everywhere. And, Father God, I pray for this precious soul, Mother Freeman, 94 years old, in the hospital, Lord God. Bring her out, Lord God. Bring her out whole, Lord God. Bring her out praising your name, Lord God. Bring her out rejoicing, Father God. Let her be a testimony with long life, Lord God. She said that you would give us 94 years is long, but it's not as long as it could be. I speak that she should live and not die in the name of Jesus. I pray that she be a testimony, even with all this COVID-19 and everything else going on. Right now, the hospital used to be a place to be well, healthy, but now people go to the hospital and get sick, but not Mother Freeman. Mother Freeman's going to come out whole in Jesus' name. Lord God, I pray this prayer and all prayers in the name of Jesus, and I pray for all of us, Father God. I pray that you continue to cover us in your blood, Father God. I pray that you continue to meet all of our needs, Father God. I pray that you continue to keep us saved, Lord God. Let us not turn to the right or to the left, that we forever seek your face, Lord God. I pray that we all position ourselves for increase, Lord God, and overflow in your word, in your will, in your way, and for the things that we desire. You said if we delight ourselves in you, you would give us the desires of our heart, Father God. And tonight I believe your word, and I pray for each one of us. Bless Minister BJ in a special way for her endeavors and being willingly to do this, Lord God, because we're honoring you, because it's all about you, because you are still in control. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. And bless the woman on tomorrow night that's coming forth, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen. I praise God. Bless the Lord for the sake of time, and we have plenty of time for the remarks, but I am not going to go over with my remarks, because truly enough, I have been elated, been praying and fasting, and God has done exceedingly abundantly above more than I can think of. The Lord has really blessed you to bring forth a dynamic word, and the Lord bless in each stage, in each area, glory to God. God gave you examples, and there's no way we could have missed what God was saying, even through the topic that he gave you, and it was just a powerful move of God, full of the word, and so many things that tied in to that topic, and anointing certainly flowed through you. So I praise God for you, my dear, and the lines are open. I'm going to give space, praise God, because I don't want to get long-winded on what I can share, because I know each one have already heard what the Lord has given them through this, but I am really elated about the power of the anointing and the word and how it's been flowing, and even from each night, it's lapping over, but God, in your own unique way, how God blessed each one of you, but the power of the anointing through all the different various even patriarchs that God use you to say concerning following in line with the word and how we can be able to operate and be in place in God. And if it's something we missed, the word sure brought it out, glory to God, tonight, even the more too so as well. So at this time, I'm going to have anyone that have any remarks and whatever like this, and we have 23, 24, so give space to, you know, briefly, whatever you have to say, but please share, because it's encouragement to leaders when they have different things they're facing in life, so when you can hear feedback and hear that God, how God blessed, nothing about flesh on parade, when you know it's a witness of the Spirit of the Lord and it's moved you in whatever way. So we definitely want to give space, and we definitely have space for you. So that's the reason why I'm going to relinquish my stand, and so that way we allow the other ministers and guests, glory to God, to share, and we do want our guests to share. Praise God. So we give space to him.
Praise the Lord. Betty, what a word tonight. Just icing on the cake, more icing on the cake. And yes, I thank God for you. Thank God for that message. And one of the things that resonated in my spirit was when you said he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And we got to seek him with our whole heart. And not only that, but our blessings is not necessarily all the time money or material things. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's a blessing to get the word, to be filled with the word and that Holy Spirit. So I just thank God for you. I thank God for how you just flowed and let God use you.
Bless you,
Jesus. Enjoy that so much, and thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. I thank the Lord for the word, Pastor Pugh. I tell you, I enjoyed the part where you were saying how Elisha followed after Elijah, because he wanted what Elijah had, so he positioned himself to get it. He let go of everything else so he could get in the position to see the man of God go when he went up. And I thank God that he got a double portion, because he waited and he did what he was supposed to do. He served the man of God. And I also thank the Lord about the part where it was saying out where you said, giving it shall be given unto you, pressed down, good measure. Sometimes when we talk about giving, sometimes God will tell us to give our money, but we don't get money back. We get a healing.
Amen.
So we need to just learn how to give, because when we give, we don't know some things we need besides money, because money ain't going to help you when your health is bad. So sometimes God will say, I want you to give $100, and because you gave the $100, God will heal you of that disease that you have, or that infirmity that you had. So I just thank God for positioning ourselves for overflow, and so... And with the overflow, like you said, overflow is more than just money. So bless the Lord.
Amen.
I enjoyed it. I appreciate that word. It was powerful. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
You.
Thank you, Pastor. I love you too. Thank you.
To God be the glory. I just thank God for being able to be on the line. I just want to just honor the woman of God for being in position for just setting up the revival once again, Pastor Hubbard. But Auntie, Pastor Betty, the word was so good tonight. I even thank God for, even as what you said, being obedient, being in position to hear the word, that I was in position to even place you all on hold, even though I was getting a little impatient. but to get a negative report that my COVID-19 test came back negative. So I thank God for, as you said, trusting God and believing God, and our overflow and increase can come in so many ways. And like you said, it's not always about money, but it's also about making change in our lives and just being in a place, like the word is saying, just being positioned, being steadfast, being obedient to his word. But one of the things that you said something about how even in the pandemic, how, you know, as the body of Christ, we haven't gone lacking. So I just thank God for, even in the pandemic, me and my husband been able to keep all our jobs. We also have been able to move, and God did everything that we need and closed everything out today, that we're just believing God. We're not even going to have to deal with that much financial burden from the old place. And so I just thank God because
Amen.
Me trying to be closer to God and even dedicating an area in my house, that you said, even be a bathroom, a closet, whatever, there's an area that God blessed me where there's a sitting area that I am dedicating to be more time where I can sit with him and pray and read. And so I just thank God as far as even letting go of things sometimes is a position us to be able to be in a better place. As Apostle just said, when we give stuff, God gives others other ways. And so that was one thing when I was moving, I was letting go and giving things away and, you know, taking things that no longer, but I know that God's going to bless someone else, but it blessed me to be free in some things. So I just thank God for the word, to all the men and women God have been spoken, but this word was definitely good, and I'm definitely going to go look back on these scriptures you gave tonight. Thank you.
Well, bless God. Thank you. God bless you.
Praise God, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you for this word tonight. Awesome, awesome, awesome word. Gosh, I don't even know what I want to comment on. I just want to give God thanks for being in a position here to hear this word, to bless me with the overflow of this word all week, blessing that overflow and the increase of all the anointing for even being in position to hear such awesome, wonderful word of God. I feel the blessing of just being in position this week to hear, and God, it's just so much. I love when you said God is watching. You know, you were talking about Gideon, and he sees us as the men going in position to drink the water. God is watching everything that we're doing.
Amen.
And he sees us, so we just need to stay humble. You said everything we do, every time we humble ourselves, every time we worship, every time we do something to glorify God, he sees that, and we are being in position. So I just thank you so much to looking and being more mindful of the word position, positioning yourself for the overflow, positioning for the increase. Look at it in a different way than automatically go in one direction. So I just pray God blessings on you, continue to use you, pour back into you tenfold, 10 million fold of what you pour out in Jesus' name. Thank you, for that blessing word.
God bless you, Janet.
Amen.
Praise God. That was an awesome, awesome word. So much was shared tonight. So many principles that you can really just take to the bank. Not only are those principles that were shared a way of positioning ourselves in overflow and increase, but I saw where it also positions us for growth and maturity in Christ, operating in faith. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, that really resonated in my spirit, especially at this time when you talk about Martha and Mary, Martha being the busy one, Mary taking the time to sit at Jesus' feet. We really have to be purposeful in spending time with the Lord. Sometimes you have to just discipline yourself to do that. So that really resonated with me. But all of it was awesome. Again, you could take it all to the bank. We just have to utilize it. You mentioned utilizing the Holy Spirit. That's another principle. Diligently seeking God. All of it was awesome, and we can really utilize that for our own growth and maturity in Christ. I appreciate it, Pastor. You did an awesome job.
God bless you, Kathy. War is the truth. Are you there? I knew you was online.
This is Tysha. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Can y'all hear me? Okay. All right. The parts that stuck out to me was being obedient to God. And when we are being obedient to God and we slow down enough so that we can calm our spirit, so that we can get before him in his presence and have that skin-on-skin contact with him so that he can pour into us. And the more he pours into us, that will strengthen our spirit, and it will cause us to walk in the overflow and the increase, and we'll be able to do those signs and miracles and wonders that he's called us to be because we've positioned ourselves to receive from him. So, Pastor Betty, I thank you again because you've been telling us this for quite some time, and it's like it's a continuous thing that we have to do. So I thank you for continuing to drive it home, and I really, really appreciate it.
God bless you, Ty.
God bless
love
you,
you,
Ty. Love you.
Love you, too.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we give glory and honor and praise to God tonight. Pastor Betty Pugh, we thank and praise God for using you tonight on bringing an excellent message on being in position for overflow and increase. I love all the points you brought out. Love the message. Praise God. I like that word that you mentioned about God is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. And you spoke on that. I thank and praise God if we realize that God is going to do just what he says. He's able to do so much more than what we can even put in our minds, praise God. And if we realize, children of God, that he will supply, and you mentioned that also, all of our needs, praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm hearing that, you know, as children of God, we got to stop limiting God or thinking, you know, that we don't need to act or we don't need to be an expectation for overflow and increase. And I love how it was pointed out. It may not be always financially, but it might be an overflow of blessings and healings, praise God. You can be an expectation, praise God, of miracles and all of our needs be met, our children be saved, praise God. Addictions broken out of the lives of our families and our friends and neighbors, praise God. A change, praise God. When you're in expectation, praise God, of overflow and increase or in position, and to be in position, you got to simply be a child of God. Hallelujah. And be at expectation that, and knowing who your God is. And I like that. When you that scripture that says God is, praise God. That you can just say, period, praise God. But if we don't think, praise God, like children of God, and when you spoke Gideon, I said, wow, you know, God saw Gideon different than how Gideon saw Gideon. Hello, somebody.
That's exactly right.
And so we've got to begin to see ourselves like God sees us. He sees us as more. He sees us not just children of God, but as Romans, praise God, say, we're heirs of God and joint heirs with God. I'm excited about this. There's so much in this, praise God. So much God is giving us this week, praise God, through these messages.
Amen.
And praise God for using you. And I love, hallelujah, glory be to God, when you mention Mary and Martha. Hallelujah. God is speaking to us. Hallelujah. And you can't, we can't get so busy till we miss God. We can't get so busy, even in this message, that we got to be in position of overflow and increase. And it could be financially, praise God. Hallelujah. We've been we done got the wrong end of the straw for a long time, and God is in a position now, hallelujah, to receive the overflow and increase. Hallelujah. Whatever area you're short in, if you're short and lacking of the Holy Ghost, hello, somebody. And whatever it is, God is putting us in a position. You got to be in position, praise God, to receive from God and stop limiting God. But I love that. Get the best part. Hallelujah. Because, see, Mary, like you said, was getting the best part. She was sitting at the feet of Jesus. And once she was, and once you get God's word, the Holy Ghost will remind you, baby, of what God's word said. And that way you know what you can stand on, because he's a God that can back up everything that proceeds from his mouth. I love y'all. God bless you. Amen. Thank
God
you so
bless
much.
You too, man. God bless
Amen.
You.
Praise God.
I just want to just say to Pastor Betty, I really appreciate, that's my auntie as well, that I appreciate the word of God that was shared on tonight. Like so many others, Mary, the story about Mary and Martha and kept coming to mind is, what are you busy being busy about? Just thinking about, like you said, oh, Lord, I've got the two ladies mixed up, but one sitting at the feet and the other, I just saw her in the kitchen washing dishes. There are times where we're just busy for busy's sake. And we need to take that time out, that even as Pastor Benjamin was speaking on last night, and carve out that time and put that time in with God. And as you were speaking about being in a position of even the overflow. And sometimes, you know, we just get so caught up with what's going on in life and everything else that's taking place. That as you even use an example, when it's time to go and pray, everything else is coming to mind or you're feeling rushed. And I know I have been in that situation where I've done that. And there's times where I look back on the day and it was like I was just being busy for being busy. And there could have been time that I could have just pulled back and spent that time in with God. And you also spoke about the position, that even being stagnant is a position. And to make sure that I'm not in a place where in my daily life that at times I'm just stagnated. Yes, I'm saved, and yes, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, but am I in the position to be able to hear and receive the overflow of what God has for me in this time? So I just thank you, praise God, for the word for you and all the ministers that I've been able to hear last night and the nights before, praying and believing God to be able to be in position to hear the speaker for tomorrow night, and just thank God for Pastor Hubbard again having this revival. I know I said it before, but I really do appreciate a woman of God that's hearing the Lord to hear when we should have the next one, because this has been some on-time work. These have been things that I've been praying about for myself, so as far as being in a position. So I just thank God for this. In Jesus' name, I bless you. I love you.
God bless you. I love you too, precious.
Praise the Lord. I'd just like to thank you, Pastor Betty, for the word of God. It was so good, and I thank God for what you were seeing. And like a lot of them were talking about Martha and Mary, and I was thinking about that because, you know, like also the word was saying position yourself. And then I thought about a lot of time, you know, how it was like Martha and Mary where you say, are we sitting at Jesus' feet or are we busy? But I just thought about myself as sometimes as I'm in the home, I'm just doing this, and I hadn't even finished doing this, and then I'm jumping on something else, and I'm just from one thing to the other. And just like a lot of books that I have that I want to read, and I said, Lord, I just want to read all of them. And I jump in one book and hadn't even never finished that one. Then I jump in another one, and it's just all this mixing up together that I got to just got to stop and focus on one thing to get it. And so I just thank God because it just brought me back to let me know that I just got to calm down and I just got to focus and position myself and to be steadfast and to stay in one thing and work on that. And then after I get that done, then work on something else. So I just thank God for you. And I thank God for the one that was singing. I enjoy the song that she sung too. God bless.
Thanks, God. God bless you, ma'am. Thank you.
Praise God, Pastor Betty. Just want to tell you thank you for being that vessel that you talked about. I got so many takeaways from it myself. Amen. But one, you spoke about the empty vessel of God, how when we go before him, we must be empty, and how he'll pour into us. And when we come in contact with people or situations, how that oil will flow through us.
Amen.
To that person.
Amen.
To heal, deliver, set free. Even the problem.
Hallelujah.
So that's definitely, I'm gravitating to that. I love how God used you as far as the positions of seeking him first. You broke it down how Gideon was, the men with Gideon that went to fight the 300 were combat ready. Amen. How Martha and Mary, hallelujah, how Mary was just at the feet of Jesus and how Martha was up there upset because she was busy doing busy. And she just didn't have time for Jesus. She was preparing it, but like Pastor BJ always say, passing the church, going to church. So she was over there doing something else thinking, you know, preparing for Jesus, but Mary just stopped, forgot about it all, and just sat at the at Jesus' feet. So I thoroughly love you. Thank you so much for being used in that vessel, and may God continue to take you higher heights. Excuse me.
God bless you.
Higher heights and deeper depths in Him.
Thank you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Bless God. I do thank you. Is that the last remark for tonight? We thank God so far. I am just even hearing some of the words playing back, even though I wrote some notes, but some things I might have missed in between, trying to play catch up. But I'll tell you, the word, just even hear some of the accolades and the remarks back, it stir your spirit back up and make you just full, like you're overflowing. Glory to God. So I thank God as He pour in, and that He's given us, that we'll take that, use it, find its place in our spirit, man. Other things that we need to put on back in storage for to be able to pull back out, just like when we are the computer, when we need to pull something back. But in the meantime, that also expand it out and share. Glory to God. Don't be like the rich man in Lazarus. You just kept that. We want to make sure that we spread the gospel, even in the parts that what God has blessed, even in these nights, and not only just in this revival, but anytime God moves, whether it be in your secret closet or whether it be in your local assembly or whether God just blessed in whatever meeting, let us hold fast to the word, find out what it is He's saying to us, and find ourselves in alignment and compliance. But this week, it has been just like all the fasting and praying that have been going forth just for to hear God. For my prayer is life chance transformation, that God transform us. And the word will come in. It won't be just, oh, it was such a beautiful, oh, they spoke so well and so elegant, so this. Oh, but God, just finding myself in the place so that way I can be ready for battle. I can be ready for His call and His the small voice when He speaks, because I've emptied and cleansed out everything. That's what has been saying ever since this pandemic, this time that we're behind the wall or wherever you want to call this place, that we can really, as believers, grasp God's word, let Him cleanse us, deliver us, get that toxin out, and pray glory, I get rid of the hurts and the disappointments and the slothfulness and the procrastination and reservation, hesitation, whatever it might be, glory to God, in our lives, that God will bless and move. And through this revival, it's helping us shift over in that place as we stay in a place of humility and repentance and be in a place of receptive to receive that God has for us. And glory to God, then we can turn back around and pour out and be able to tell somebody else about this goodness of the Lord that we serve, whether they need healing, deliverance, glory to God, need, you know, whatever, financial, spiritual blessing, or just need to be still and know that He's God, whatever it may be. So I'm just praying God continue to bless us, and it don't be lip service, because He says you can praise Him with your lips, but your heart be far from us, from Him. And so in the meantime, we're finding that out with this epidemic that's out here, that people that was articulating well and preaching and prophesying, prophesying in this, and then now they're running like the world. Glory to God. What am I going to do? I don't know what to do. I'm going to die. I can't do this. I can't touch this up. And who are you? And how are we going to be able to win the world? And you running fast as I'm running? And I'm trying to find, Lord, help us. So this right now is a time like never before to buckle down. Be assured, glory to God, and make sure that our anchor holds. Praise the Lord. I remember Pop Burton used to say that all the time. Make sure your anchor holds. Praise the Lord, over the years. And not only that, we need to plug into God, into the Holy Spirit, and let His will be done. I praise God again for such a magnificent move of God. And we got another night of another anointed vessel that's going to bring forth the word of God, even on our seventh night. Glory to God. Pastor Dorsey, we're believing God for a great move of God through her. And we're believing God that He's going to take us up to another level of fire all day, all week long. So bless the Lord. I'm believing God to continue to burn out what needs to be burned out and bless us with that desire of the fire to press on and pursue after the Lord. So I thank you again. But in the meantime, I want to give this space now to none other than the pastor for the night, the spoken word, the vessel that God used for that spoken word for the breaking bread of life. Man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We have been hearing from Him all week and definitely heard from Him tonight. So I relinquish my stand for you to be able to have your remarks, Pastor Betty, and then we're going to close for the night and keep prayers going forth. Amen. As we go in and embark on another night with the Lord.
Amen, amen. I just give God the glory for all things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for all the remarks, you know, all the encouragement, because it really does encourage you. It encourages me because I've only been doing this for about, pastoring for about 5 years, and like I said, we have a very small ministry. And I want to thank Warriors of Two for being on the line. Even though all of them didn't say anything, I thank God for their presence. I thank God for them. I'm blessed. I'm blessed when it comes to these folks. So I praise God for each of you. I thank you, Minister BJ, for your fasting and your prayers. I thank you for just being obedient to the will of God, to His presence, to His voice. I thank God for each of you also, because you know what? We are family, and the Bible said that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves. And we don't have to be within four walls, one place. But we are within four walls. You're at your house, I'm at my house, still coming together in the name of Jesus. So I pray that every prayer that went forth is answered. I look to hear from Mother Freeman through Pastor Burton and the lady that told about the daughters, the two daughters passing, how her friend is doing, reaching out to God, and even the unity in the family and for the siblings there. So we just give God the glory. We're going to continue to trust God. Y'all continue to pray for me as I continue to pray for y'all, and we're going to believe God. Minister BJ, I'm done.
We thank God, glory to God, for everyone and all those, glory to God, that has been supporting and been part of the ministry and been through the time of the revival. Tell somebody about the revival. You have the number. All they need to do is call the number, open the line. Don't have to do anything else. Only time we need to worry about muting your phones is like when they get ready to do remarks or for prayer. Other than that, try to remember, if you are doing something in the background, please mute your phone during that time. Other than that, the system, I have it locked down for the mics to be open when it's time for remarks and for prayer. So other than that, that's our only concern. Other than that, I thank God for you. I pray God's blessings upon you as we get ready to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say on Sunday night. I pray you'll be able to join us. If not, continue to pray for us. Bless the Lord in the name of Jesus. I don't know when Mother Cordelia was on, or did she leave off, and one of the other mothers I talked to that was so special, they're in different states. But nevertheless, we praise God for all of you. And I pray that you have a wonderful night. Praise God for blessings and even your service tomorrow, and as when you join us too as well. So be blessed. Angels be in camp. Glory to God. Thank God for you. Pray, glory to God, blessings and overflow. And as we be instructed by the Spirit of the Lord, just submit to Him, obey, and we're going to see great and mighty things done by Him. Be blessed of the Lord. We love you. Thank you for your support and your love and those prayers most of all. Amen. Have a good night.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Glory to the Most High God. He is an awesome God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Glory. Bless you, Jesus. You get the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Thank you, Lord. Without God, we would be like a ship without a sail. Hallelujah. God, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you for your presence, God. In your presence is fullness of joy. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody doing it. We bless you. Yes, my God. Hallelujah. Seeking your face. Believe in God. And thank you again for this revival, your servants, and blessing us, God. We bless you. Thank you, Lord. You are our God, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One. God, we find peace in you when you say, when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee, we bless you. Thank you, Lord. Bless God to die so you can be glorified. I bless the Lord. Praise God. We're going to say good night. We bless the Lord for all of you, and have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Shalom.
Shalom. Love you.
Love you. Praise God. 19 minutes prayer. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. He is worthy. Praise the Lord, Brother Black, and have a good night. Shalom. So